Nothing like a major prolonged heat wave to make people either stay inside and look for shadows or head far outside and look for water to jump into. And this is on top of the pandemic situation, which keeps us from gathering in groups. So most arts events like First Friday Art Walks are on hold for now. But our First Friday Arts segment is hanging in there, helping spread the word about events for the month, in person or virtual. And to celebrate the month, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Nice month this, September. Summer gives way to fall, we think. The days and nights are roughly balanced in duration, and people resume school and other activities, usually anyway. And why the 21st of September? The writers say it just had a good cadence, 21st night of September. Whether you want to talk about an arts event on the 21st or the 30th or tonight, phone lines are open at 800-838-3760 for our First Friday Arts segment. So First Friday Arts begins with Siskiyou Singers in Ashland. Welcome to Michael on the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning, Jeffrey. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Very good. I have some good news, and that is that the Siskiyou Singers, which is now in its 38th year of creating choral music in the Rogue Valley, is not letting the pandemic stop us. We did have to cancel our spring concert, but we are determined to create a virtual concert for the holidays in December. And we are looking for singers. So we have virtual auditions going on right now, between now and next Tuesday. Our director, Mark Reppert, has been working all summer long to find the technology and the techniques that will allow us to rehearse online, to record our songs online, and to post a six-song mini-concert in December. So we're working on that now. Our first rehearsal will be Tuesday night. And as I said, we are looking for singers. So if there are people out there who are maybe going a little stir crazy, I'm sure there are a few, and would like to use music to help deal with the pandemic and create something beautiful for our community, we invite them to audition. All of the details are on our website, siskiyousingers.org.
Mm-hmm.
The program is going to be quite varied, six songs ranging from the sacred to the silly, and it will also center on Ubi Caritas by Durufle, which is a beautiful piece and gives us the theme for our concert, which is Where There Is Love. So we invite people to visit siskiyousingers.org and to audition for us.
Okay. I can't wait to read the details myself about the online auditions, and looking forward to talking to you later in the fall as we get closer to the concert to see what you've come up with.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Michael. Thanks for calling to First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. And so let's call in another person right now. Thor Polson, we had talked to briefly during the last First Friday Arts in August. He was talking about an event coming up tomorrow, and he's with us on the line now. Thor Polson, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hello, Jeff. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate that.
Sure. So it's you on piano, Dave Miller on bass, and Teresa McCoy on drums, I see, playing your original music. Is that right?
That's right. All originals. Two sets. The first set is sold out. The second set starts at 9 and goes to 10:30. There's still tickets available for that. And with this hot weather, I mean, I would prefer to go to the second set myself, quite honestly. So if people call La Baguette Bakery at 541-482-0855, either today or tomorrow, they can make reservations in that way. It's by reservation only.
Because the seating is very limited because of spacing people out, right?
Exactly right. I mean, Merrill has 12 people indoors and 12 outdoors and spacing and so on. But it's a very pleasant venue. And he's erected, I call it Merrill's pleasure garden, in front of the bakery. He has all trees and plants and flowers and sod and, you know, the turf. it's a beautiful thing. So, so I hope that people will consider coming. I mean, there's not much going on and during the Labor Day weekend, probably. So
Well, let's give folks a preview. This is, you found a piece that is just short enough to kind of fit into our guidelines here on First Friday Arts. This is called Sparrow, and Thor Poulsen composed this, featuring Dana Matthewson. So let's spend a couple minutes listening to this. The piece is called Sparrow. The composer is Thor Poulsen on the phone with us, playing a concert tomorrow night in Ashland at La Baguette Bakery. Two sets, actually, two different concerts with Dave Miller on bass and Teresa McCoy on drums. And you mentioned the first is already sold out. Is that right, Thor?
The first is already sold out. Only that there are only tickets for the second one, but there's still seats available. And I should add, I should have said that, again, call the bakery for reservations, by reservations only. And the bakery closes around 1 o'clock today.
Okay.
And around 1 o'clock tomorrow, which is important. So, call them during the morning hours or the early afternoon. And, again, 541-482-0855.
And this, the portal is the name of the recent disc. Is that right?
That is correct. Yeah, the release party was at Merrill's Bakery in January, and all proceeds go to charity. I pulled in about $500, which I immediately sent off to Doctors Without Borders in January. So all proceeds from CD sales go towards charities and music foundations. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, that was the whole spirit in which all of this was created.
All right. Yeah, so best of luck with the gig. So that's tomorrow. So again, tomorrow night at 9 o'clock is the last opening.
Nine to 10:30. Second set when it's nice and cool and yeah.
Okay.
Hope you can come.
All right, Thor Poulsen. Thanks for calling into the Jefferson Exchange and letting us know about the concert coming up on First Friday Arts.
You're very welcome, Jeff. Thanks a lot, okay?
All right, take care. A couple of phone lines open now, 800-838-3760 on First Friday Arts as we turn to Oregon Cabaret Theater in Ashland. And Valerie, welcome back.
Hi, thanks so much.
So, are you finishing The Odd Couple? Has it closed already?
Yes, it closes on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So we have tonight, two shows tomorrow, and then Sunday matinee. I think we only have space left for tonight, though. So if you do want to come see The Odd Couple before it's gone, you can just call the box office, 541-488-2902 for tickets, because online ticketing is not on when we have so few tables. We have to make sure that everyone's spaced out. So.
Yes. Okay. Well, one more complication of the pandemic. Yeah.
Yes. We do have online ticketing available for most of our shows coming up, but when it starts to get closer to, you know, less tables, we like to be in more control.
Mm-hmm.
So we make you call. But we decided to cancel our fall show, which was Poirot's Murder on the Links. And instead, we are doing a cabaret series to So we're bringing in a bunch of different local talent, one-person acts, small bands, just to keep things a little safer for everybody. But we did get through 8 weeks of The Odd Couple with nothing happening. No incidents, nothing.
Excellent. So, and how many telephones again was that?
How many telephones? Yes. So that no one shared a telephone on stage. I believe there were three.
Okay. So, but the, a lot of sanitizing going on during the show from the sounds of it.
Yes. So we're starting off our cabaret series next Friday. So the 11th, 12th, and 13th will be myself doing my Rosemary Clooney show, which I've done before here in the Valley. It's called Girl Singer, and it is about the music and life of Rosemary Clooney. And then the week after that, we are flipping over to Carrie Lynn Brandon, who was in Beehive, and she was in Bat Boy, and she was in Rocky Horror. She was on the national tour of Once. She actually lives close by and was able to come up early and quarantine and perform a show called From Phantom to Fleetwood. So it's about the music that made her, from all her Broadway singing to her her music of Glenn Hansard and Fleetwood Mac and all the music that have inspired her. So you'll get a lot of different music genres.
Wow. Yeah. That's a broad range there. Yeah.
And then after that, we have the Danielle Kelly Soul Project is going to join us for a couple nights. I believe on the 18th and 19th. And then after that, we have Dayton Mason and Greta Gardner coming in doing their Dark Eyes duet Gypsy French Jazz, which will be a blast. And then Greta and, Danielle Kelly are going to do a duet show as well for us. And then we have the big act coming in. Jared Freiberg's coming back. He was our Jerry Lee Lewis in Million Dollar Quartet.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he was great.
Uh-huh. And every time he comes, we sell out so many shows. In fact, we've already sold so many shows. We had to add two performances a week for him coming up in September and the beginning of October.
Wow.
So if you want to see Jared and his electric piano playing and just how amazing of a performer he is, you can go online and get tickets for anything in September. And the cabaret series does go all the way through November 6th. We have, at the end of September, we have Courtney Freed coming in doing her Freddie Mercury show.
Oh, wow.
So it's a show of all Freddie Mercury music and basically how it has inspired her. And so it's her versions of Freddie Mercury songs, which is really cool.
Wow. So you're pretty much doing a variety show then, or having a variety show spaced out over the fall.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So Oregon. Small acts and lots of content. And again, we only seat about 44 people per show. So it's very small. Feels like your own private party. Masks are required. And all employees, of course, are temperature checked and masks required. And so far, we have been having really, really great audiences who are all excited to be there and wearing their masks and healthy talent. So
okay,
everything's been going well. Yeah,
that is good to hear. I know you. I was looking at my notes yesterday for previous First Friday Arts, remembering how long you held on hope trying to do Spitfire Grill, and that never happened because of the pandemic. But you found a way to do things again at the Oregon Cabaret Theater, and it sounds like everybody's safe and happy.
So far.
All right.
I know there's another theater in Medford doing theater as well, CTP, Collaborative Theater Project.
We have talked to them as well.
We're the only two theaters open right now.
All right. We'll keep an eye on things. Thanks so much for calling in, Valerie, from Oregon Cabaret Theater in Ashland. Take care.
Right, bye.
Let's move on to Barbara at Liberty Arts in Wairika on First Friday Arts. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Jeffrey. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Liberty Arts Gallery has been closed to visitors for about the last 4 weeks, but we're able to hold a sort of celebration opening of sorts September the 11th from 5 to 7 p.m. And it's for a show called The Lyric, which was an open call juried exhibition showing works in all mediums. And it's from artists who've been inspired using visions or emotions through the words of a particular lyric that has appealed to them. And there's so many songs out there, so you can imagine there's a great variety of pieces. Visitors may view the show inside, coming in five at a time, is the maximum, of course, wearing masks. And while they're waiting outside in the plaza, we have music by exceptional talent, Scott Durbin, local musician. There's nothing he can't play outside in the plaza. Unfortunately, we're not able to serve refreshments, but there will be sort of tables and distanced seating outside. So if people wish to bring their own refreshments, they are encouraged to do that. And this is also in collaboration with another event, such as we had last year, called the County Seat. And that's whereby people have taken discarded chairs from all sorts of vintages, and they're sort of artsifying them. And so they've decorated the chairs. So Minor Street and the plaza and everything will be closed off while the chairs are displayed, and people can be in the plaza, listen to music, and then filter their way through the gallery. And the actual lyric exhibit will be on show until, let's see, I think it is the 16th of October. Yeah.
All right, so then.
It actually opens on the 11th. With the opening outside, and then we'll run through the 16th of October.
Okay, and that's Liberty Arts on Minor Street in Wairika.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Barbara. Good to hear from you. Jessica at the Rogue Theater Company, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday Arts.
Good morning, Jeffrey. I am happy to report that it's finally a busy time again at Rogue Theater Company. Back in March, when COVID hit, we were in pre-production for A Doll's House, Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be presenting it when the time is right. For now, Doug Rao, Barry Kraft, and Shirley Patton, who's reading stage directions, will read A Walk in the Woods as a benefit for Rogue Theater Company on Sunday, September 20th at 2 p.m. We'll be outdoors at Grizzly Peak Winery in Ashland with socially distant seating. Lee Blessing's A Walk in the Woods, which was a long-running hit on Broadway, depicts the developing relationship between two superpower diplomats, one American, one Russian, as they work on an arms agreement. And our actors are fervent peace advocates. And this play definitely has a pacifist bent.
Mm-hmm. We'll right, and I understand we have an interview scheduled with, I think, Doug and Barry
yes.
coming up later in the month. So I saw it on our schedule yesterday, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, if your listeners want to hear more about it, Doug, Barry, and I will be your guests on Monday, September 14th in the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to have a talk back with the actors after the reading, and wine and hors d'oeuvres will be served. Again, the reading is on Sunday, September 20th at 2 p.m., and your listeners can buy tickets at roguetheatercompany.com, and theater is with an E-R. We want to definitely let them know that, because people call me all the time and say, I see something else on your website. So it's Rogue Theater Company with an E-R.
E-R, okay.
Theatercompany.com.
Okay.
And they can also call our box office at 541-205-9190. Now, Jeffrey, the reading is almost sold out, mm-hmm. so people do need to act quickly. But I also want to quickly mention that Rogue Theater Company will offer another reading on Thursday, October 15th and 22nd, when Renee Hewitt, Hazel James, and Pam Ward read the play Collected Stories by Donald Margulies. I'll call in next month with more details about that.
Okay.
But if folks want tickets right now, they can go to our website, roguetheatercompany.com.
Okay. We will make sure that we make a link clear on that. Thank you so much for calling in, Jessica, from Rogue Theater Company. Final call for this First Friday Arts goes to Ruby at the Barnstormers Theater in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, how are you?
So happy to be here. I'm awesome. How about you?
I'm doing well. Tell us what's happening. Barnstormers has been busy. I noticed not only one casting announcement, but also the announcement of a show. How are you doing things these days?
We are actually super excited. This is actually the second show we've been able to do since kind of things were crazy busy with COVID and everything. But we are putting on Charlotte's Web.
Mm-hmm.
And this is actually the first time since that we've been able to offer some small groups to come in and see it live. And we are actually doing both live streaming and a live group. And we still have a few tickets left. We've actually sold out on all our Saturdays. And we are opening on the 12th, so next weekend. And we are having 2 p.m. start times, which is a little different, but we wanted it so that everyone could watch. And we have Saturdays and Sundays. And if people are interested in looking up some tickets for some to come in live, they can call the box office, the Barnstormers box office, at 541-479-3557 to get a group ticket. And those are about 9 to 12 people, and those cost $180. Or they can also visit our website, which is barnstormersgp.com. And it's right there, the links to see the live stream. It's through Show Tickets for You. And those are $12 per viewer or $50 for group tickets. We're just super happy that we are able to, I'm directing it, and we're super happy to be able to bring this classic story to life. It's something that speaks to everybody at every age, but it's also something that we've all grown up with, and is something I think that reminds us in these hard times that sometimes those small things make a large difference.
Okay.
And we want everyone to know that we're taking all the precautions. We are staying safe. Our cast is staying safe. And we want everyone to stay safe when they come in. So we're so looking forward to presenting this to our community.
Okay, so Charlotte's Web coming to Barnstormers Theater in Grants Pass, barnstormersgp.com, and you can also find them at 541-479-3557. That'll conclude First Friday Arts. As we go out, let's get back to 21st of September, September with Earth, Wind, and Fire.